News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Vladimir Putin and Kim Jong-un have signed an agreement pledging that Russia and North Korea will help each other in the event of aggression against either country. It's an unlikely friendship. Scott Lucas, a professor of US and international politics at the Clinton Institute in University College Dublin, is with us. What exactly is going on here, Scott?
There's a lot of show by Vladimir Putin and North Korea's Kim Jong-un, but we're wondering what the substance is this morning. Let me start with a story that illustrates both the spectacle and the challenges. As the Russian delegation was entering the big ceremonial hall, they were laying out their papers. We're talking the foreign minister, the defense minister, the deputy prime minister. A North Korean staff member came in and said, "You've got to leave. You got to get out now." And all these high-ranking Russians were like almost evicted from the room because the North Korean said, "Kim Jong-un has to be the first one to enter this room. And no Russian could be in there ahead of him." Of course, the ceremony then proceeded, you know, later on, and Kim and Putin are all smiles. But it did illustrate that this so-called alliance, which is being promoted, you know, each side is investing in it, but for their own motives. We know that the Russians need to have their invasion of Ukraine propped up. It's now 28 months old. They're still struggling to achieve Putin's goals. And North Korea has provided up to about 5 million artillery shells, as well as some ballistic missiles. We know that North Korea is getting help with its satellite technology, is getting some Russian economic assistance. But does this big strategic partnership, does it actually mean that both sides are in a full-blown alliance where, for example, they will fight the rest of the world, especially the Western world, together? Those political, economic, and military details remain to be seen.
Is it because the only country globally who will give this level of public support is North Korea? And what does that say about the state of Russian diplomacy?
Both countries are isolated. I mean, North Korea has been isolated for many, many years, in large part because of its nuclear program. But Vladimir Putin has been largely isolated with this failed gamble that he could quickly overrun Ukraine. He was trying with this visit to make everybody forget about last weekend's global peace summit, in which about 80 countries signed a statement of support for Ukraine and its sovereignty. And here's Putin saying, "Look at me and Kim, look at how important we are." Look, when you have to parade yourself standing next to North Korea as your vaunted ally, that's not a sign of strength. That's more an axis of weakness.
Finally, the biggest concern here is South Korea, because this possibly emboldened Kim in a way that he mightn't have been before. What impact could it have on the administration in Seoul?
Well, I mean, Seoul's watching carefully. And they were the ones actually who, you know, in advance of the summit said, "Look, we know how many artillery shells North Korea has given Russia." And they said, "We know, you know, North Korea has gotten assistance with its satellite technology." In other words, satellites that could carry, you know, nuclear weapons. The fact of the matter is that South Korea is living with North Korea. I wouldn't say it's a stable relationship, but I'd say we're in a better position now than we were a few years ago, when in the combination of Kim Jong-un and Donald Trump at one point were threatening fire and fury throughout the Pacific.
Scott Lucas, thanks.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.